Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishbas Aron Yaakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkot Daf Lamin Gimel. The Gemara speaks about throughout the Daf regarding the sugyo if there's dichui in mitzvahs or there's no dichui in mitzvahs, meaning something which could not be used as a mitzvah, but eventually became roy to be used as a mitzvah. Is it good enough, or because there was nitche, was pushed off, it cannot become roy for the mitzvah? And the Gemara Amud Beis comes to a conclusion in our sugya that even though we don't have a raya, if there's a dichui by mitzvahs with a dichui miyikara, something which originally wasn't appropriate to be a mitzvah, but we do have a raya, the nire v'nitche v'chazer v'nire, something which was could have done the mitzvah, and then it was pushed off. That's something that cannot come back to be used as a mitzvah, and that's what we learn over here regarding the mitzvah of Hadassim and Arvamin. And Tosis in Amud Aleph does point out that there is a limitation regarding this, what's called biyadoi. When you have biyadoi, when you're able to fix the item, so then even if you hold that there is a dichui, you do push things away, by biyadoi you don't say that. Many mefarshim connect this sugya to the sugya of tshuva. It's very fitting because we're learning this daf and daf yoimi in Rosh Chodesh Elul, beginning of the month of Tshuva. And the one who puts it all together is the Chida in his Sfarim Roish David, in Pnei David, in Vashtafi. And the question is, how can a person do Tshuva? If we know that Nire v'nitche ein echoizer v'nire, someone who could have done a mitzvah, he was pushed off, he did something wrong, ein echoizer v'nire, does it come back? How can someone do Tshuva? The Chidos quotes many Mepharshim to bring this question, how does tshuva, how can the person use the mitzvah of tshuva if it was nitche, it was pushed off? And the Chidos brings two main answers. One answer is, we have a sugyo, we learned in Maseches Yuma, if ba'alei chayim or nitche or not, can you push off a live animal? So, Am Yisrael are alive, or ba'alei chayim, and a ba'al chay is not nitche according to one shita. The other answer that the Chidos brings is the kol shebiyadoi, anything that's in your hand, anything that you can fix is einu nitche. So tshuva is biyadoi. A person can always do tshuva. So therefore, he's not nitche. And with this, the Chidos explains that that's the Gemara in Psachim Daf Pizayin. The Gemara brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosea, Am Yisrael did a chet. What should we do with him? Said Hosea, switch with another umma. Says the Chidah, Hosea was saying, Nire v'nitche, ein echoizer v'nire. Something which was okay for the mitzvah, was pushed off, you don't bring it back, you have to bring another nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go marry a wife, try to divorce her, it was a zoyna, and try to divorce her, and he sees that he can't divorce her. Explains the Chidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Hosea, first of all, a baal chai, an alive person, there's no such thing as nire v'nitche. But, as the Gemara brings over there, in addition to that, Am Yisrael of Bonai, Bnei Chavivai, they are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So by them, it's always biyodah, it's always in their hand to do tshuva. So they never completely pushed off. And the Chidah brings in another place, that's the pasuk that we're going to have in the parasha soon. Chazal explained, when you go to war on your enemies, they have Yitzhar Hara. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyadcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you in your hands. The ability to overcome the Yitzhara, to overcome an Aveira, to do tshuva, is because it's biyadoi, is it is in your hand. Maybe one can add to it that the Gemara in the end of Yuma says that anybody who's machti sarabim, someone who does chayv everybody else, in maspikim biyadoi lasa tshuva. They don't allow, don't give a lot of effort, koyach to do tshuva. The Gemara is using the word biyadoi. Because the whole ability of tshuva is because of biyada. It's always in your hand. It's always you're able to connect to tshuva. That's how tshuva works. If not, a person is nitcha, as the Chidah explains. The idea of tshuva is, it's biyada, it's in your hand. It's our ability to do tshuva always. And therefore, a person is not nitcha. That's the great chesed tshuva gave us with the mitzvah of tshuva. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.